This is Jay Senes of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Who gives a shit?
Who said that? What? Who said that?
We're on the air right now.
And welcome. This is Jay Senes of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Yeah. Okay, I gotta stop down.
Jay, there is really no time.
Yeah, we gotta just go.
God damn it. And you have to watch the language. Hello, everyone. Let me just do this. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Margaret Gray, and welcome to Jay Senes, Citizens Auxiliary Police Hour, filling in for Phil Hendry. And I want to just...
a couple of things I do want
to... No, we understand, Jay. I do want to just say at this time, Phil Hendry is not here. Phil suffered a... He suffered a reaction to the... what was it, Bud?
He was eating, Reese's Pieces.
Oh, I didn't think it was Reese's Pieces.
We've got it. Yeah, Phil suffered a reaction. No, it wasn't Reese's Pieces.
It was Reese's the Buttercup.
It wasn't Reese's Buttercups. No, it was the Reese's Peanut Buttercups.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. Phil suffered a, what is the word? A deleterious or deteriorating? He's deteriorating right now, I think is the word.
Yeah.
And
well, that's not really...
Excuse me for a minute, Jay. You know security, and you know national security, I suppose. But you don't know this, so if you wouldn't mind, I say this with all due respect, shut your mouth. I guess that's not very respectful.
No, I should say it's not.
That's probably just, if you wouldn't be minded, quiet.
Yes, don't mind being quiet.
Don't mind, okay.
Yeah. So Phil suffered a negative reaction. There's a good word right there. A negative reaction to about 60 or 70, right, Bud?
Yeah, they were Reese's Buttercup.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, you...
I'm sorry, yeah, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes, Phil, he collapsed and had to be dragged off of a sidewalk. It's unusual, and it certainly is not very dignified, but he had gotten a bag of these Reese's Peanut Butter Cups at a local Rite Aid drugstore, and my understanding was he sat in his car and ate them to about the number of 70, right, Bud?
I believe it was 70, because those are the wrappers that we did find. And
you counted the wrappers?
Yes, we did.
All right. Then he got out of his truck, and he was going to do something, I don't know what, and he collapsed on the pavement and was dragged off into the shadows, to the shade, I should say. The shadow sounds...
I got to get in on this one. When you say a man's dragged into the shadows, you got to start worrying about, is he going to be assaulted? Is it sexual?
We've got that, Jay. We don't want to hear all about...
Please don't.
Please don't what? I mean, what we're talking about here.
I understand you're very, very familiar with people being sexually assaulted in shadowed areas. God.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but that's really... Wow, you know, you're really kind of...
Can I finish this?
Certainly.
So Phil's not here, and Jay Senes is filling in. Now, having said that, I think it's only right that we begin anew.
Well...
We begin anew.
Okay. God damn it.
I can't. You are not allowed to cry.
Sorry. I'm Jay Senes of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and welcome. This is the Phil Hendry Show, being filled in by me, Jay Senes of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We'd like to thank Phil Hendry for giving me this opportunity. Mr. Hendry collapsed after eating 70 Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in his truck, and then he staggered into the shadows, and what did you say he was sexually assaulted?
God damn it!
All right, we've got to take this again.
Well?
Are you a jackass or something?
All right, now I distinctly heard...
Let's just...
Keep going. We're instructed to keep going.
All right, let's keep going.
Okay, we're going to keep on going. That's fine with me. I am Jay Senes, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I was just told that we got to keep going. Is that right?
That's what I said. I don't stutter.
He doesn't stutter. Oh, man. Everybody on this program...
May I continue?
I have to alert people... All of the men that we get on this program as guests, when they get nervous or when they get really angry, their voices crack and they go up an octave. Isn't that right, Jay?
Always. Yeah, see, right there.
They do. They crack and go up an octave. And in other words, all the veneer and all of the presentation of machismo and manhood falls away and collapses as if it's nothing more, you know, than burnt coal and ash in a fireplace that once was a log. I'm Margaret Gray.
Well,
go ahead. Now, Jay Senes.
Thank you very much, Margaret. The way you said log, I don't know. What's your problem? Nothing. Folks, welcome to Jay Sanos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is our security hour. We are going to be talking a little bit on a program today about something that came up over last week. And this is something that may be political for you. It may be personal for you. I don't know. But it was in the news. And it is the kind of thing that we do address at Citizens Auxiliary Police. Because you see, the police officers that we are charged to look over the shoulder of, and that's what we do at Citizens Auxiliary Police, we, quote unquote, are not official police. Yeah, well, okay, sure. Yes, we are. I like to think that we are. We don't get paid, but we just are. Just never mind. So,
well, can you really say that?
Excuse me. Don't say anything, bud. Let the man do the program. Yeah, thank you very much, Margaret. Do you mind?
What?
Do you, you know, I was asked by Mr. Henry, let Jay do what he does, which is the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yes.
But you're talking about a guy that...
I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, and if it isn't as good as it is, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, and if it's not good, then it's not going to be good. That's all I can tell you. All right, as I was saying, Citizens Auxiliary Police is charged to look into things that are generally not, you know...
They're not things that the police would look into.
That's correct.
All right, this wasn't... If you don't mind, Jay...
Yeah, go ahead, Margaret.
This was because I'm co-hosting with Jay as the general co-host, let's say, with Bob Green.
Now, Myers, can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Henry was out last Friday because it was Bob Green today, right?
That's correct, yes. But he was not sick. He was just simply taking care of some business. Today, Phil is laying on a cot, I believe, back at his... on the patio, on the front patio of his home, bud, right?
Yeah, Mr. Henry's laying on a cot after consuming too many of the Reese's cup buttered nuts. Not butternut.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah. And
he staggered into the shadows.
He staggered into the shadows, but he wasn't... You think he was sexually assaulted? No, he wasn't.
Well, somebody said that... I don't know.
I didn't say anything about that. I just said there is always a danger of it.
Well, that is true. That is true. Any man or woman that staggers into the shadows... Forget it. I don't even want to go into it.
Yeah, can we just move along? Because this is a terribly destructive and infantile area of conversation. What we're doing here...
Well, I'm very sorry about that.
Great. But what we are doing here is we're going to be talking about this man who is the radio host.
Yeah, that's correct. We had brought to our attention last week, and it certainly was a large story that was all across the news and all across the nation. And it was very disturbing, and I don't mind telling you how disturbed I was when I heard that a radio talk show host, and then he's also on television. You know what this man's name is?
Yeah, his name is Jamie Allen.
Yeah, Jamie Van Allen. Jamie Allen, is that it?
Yeah, I believe so.
We should double check that.
If you could double check it, I would be so very happy if you would double check it.
All right.
We're just going to find out real quick what this gentleman's name is. But I believe it is Jamie Allen. And this man... does a talk show, as well as, if I'm not mistaken, as well as a television show in the St. Louis, Missouri area. Now, no, it's Jamie Allman.
Yeah, that's right, Jamie Allman.
Yeah, there you go, Jamie Allman, as in the Allman Brothers, if you will.
Although he's not related to them.
No.
All right. St. Louis commentator loses TV and radio shows. Now, this is a new one for me. I thought that he had only lost, he'd only lost...
Oh, you're very emotional about this, aren't you?
Well, I am emotional because, on the one hand, I know where he's come from. You know, and I think all of us in our lives... Gosh, you know, all of us in our lives just wish that people just know where we come from, you know? And I'm hoping that he does.
You're hoping he knows where he's coming from?
Yeah, you want him...
No, I'm sorry. I'm hoping that people know where he's coming from. That he didn't mean to say what he said.
Well, you don't know that, though, Jay, do you?
I don't know, you're right, but I like to think that Mr. Allen, what he said was this.
And his name is Allman. We should make sure that we get that right.
Yes, you're right. Jamie Allman.
As in the Allman Brothers.
Yes, but not related to them.
No, I suppose we could say as in Allman Joy.
Right, as in, I said, that's Allman, A-L-M-O-N-D.
That is correct. That is correct.
Thank you. Sinclair TV host Jamie Allman resigns after making a vulgar comment. Sinclair TV station St. Louis cancels Jamie Allman's show. And it says after dot, dot, dot. Well, you're expected to obviously open that link up and see what's up. What was said was the following. that he didn't like this kid, David Hogg, who is one of the surviving students, one of the students that survived this terrible attack, this gunfire, and a lot of people were killed. He said he wanted to, you know, I just got to come out and say it. He wanted to take a hot poker and ram it up the kids, you know.
Yeah. And that was about as crude and vulgar a thing as you could say. It denoted sexual assault on a minor.
All right. Now, I understand how you believe that, and I'm not going to argue with you.
Are you saying you don't believe that?
I'm not going to. May I just say one thing?
No, but are you saying you don't believe that?
Come on, Ms. Gray, as the host of the show, technically he is, you know.
As the host of the show, technically he is what?
He gets to say it, and you don't get to.
I get to say what I want to say, and you don't get to argue with me.
Okay.
Yeah, here's what happened. He said that he wanted to ram a hot poker up the, you know, up the butt. That's bad, but how many times have all of you said...
Wait a minute, you're a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Can I just say what I want to say?
Your voice cracked again, and you went up a... When that happened...
I'm sorry, but I can understand how a lot of guys get frustrated because I'm trying to say the things that I got to say, and you're telling me about my voice cracking.
Well, you said, can I say... You know, and that tells us something. That tells us that your...
Yeah, that your testicles, have they dropped?
I'm gonna, you know, goodbye.
We're only kidding. We're only kidding. Sit down, please.
Please, 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 Mr. Sandals, please sit down.
Yes, they have, to answer your question.
All right, Jay. But when you got nervous, you voice cracked. That happens to a lot of the men here. Go ahead.
I'm saying the following. How many times have you said in your life, hey, why don't you just stick that right up your blank, blank, blank? You've said it more times. You've said it so many times, and you know you have. Well, Jamie Almond of St. Louis radio station that he got fired from and a TV station.
Yeah, it was Channel 30, I think it was.
Channel 30?
What is your problem?
Yeah, what's up with you?
What do you mean, Channel 30?
It was Channel 30.
It's like they have UHF stations.
No, I know that, but it sounds kind of small time.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, bud. Jamie Almond, his Sinclair station show canceled after he tweeted out that he was going to take a red hot poker and park it, you know, up there. And
yeah, let's keep in mind he's talking about a minor kid.
I know that. Yes, I know that. And that's the thing that I want people to understand. I know it's about a minor kid. I know he said take a red hot poker. I know he said all the stuff. But he didn't mean it that way.
Do you know this man or something?
No, I do not. I don't. But I am familiar with the kind of person he is because members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police are just like him. And a lot of the people who live in my neighborhood in South Bay, we're people who just want to have a country that makes sense again and make America great again, everything like that.
How can you be a Trump fan and be objective as a police officer?
Yes, if you're law enforcement, how can you be endorsing Donald Trump?
I'm not endorsing Donald Trump. I'm just saying I want to see America great again. I don't think that's endorsing him. It just so happens, yeah, that's what he says too.
Well, what do you disagree with Donald Trump about?
I want to keep it on track here.
Well,
I want to keep it on track, you know, because...
All right, we got David G. Hall on the phone. I know they're...
Yeah, who?
Got David G. Hall on the phone. David G. Hall, who is the vice president of syndication.
And,
He probably wants to come on and just tell a couple things. Yeah, David, I got you right here. Yeah, on line number two.
All right, David G. Hall, who's the vice president of syndication on the Phil Henry Show. Hi, David.
Yeah, look, here's what I'd like you to do, if you wouldn't mind, Jay. I understand you're a police officer,
I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right. You're Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, what I'd like you to do is just give us the cop point of view and not... No one cares.
I was trying to tell him, David, no one cares about the Make America Great Again.
It's not Made America.
Well, whether it's made or made... We got other people who can do that. Tell us the police perspective of this thing. Now, hold on. I'm taking another call, another line here. Just hold on for a second.
All right, so you're taking up...
Hold on.
All right, David G. Hall on a film with us. Do you know what this is about, bud?
Just, there were a couple of concerns. I do think he's taking another call. As he said, it might be General Shaw. I'm not sure about that.
We'll find out.
But, you know, a lot of what's been happening here in this...
Hold on. Hey, General Shaw, is that you? Yeah, listen, I've been listening to this guy. Are we on the air? We're on the air right now.
This is Jay Santos, General.
Yeah, listen, I'm listening to you talking about, yeah, you know, shit. You're in the bathtub, are you? Yes, I am. I figured I could because Phil's not there.
Yeah, Mr. Ernie said no more bathtub, though.
I don't care.
Okay, this is the guy who I heard at the beginning of the program say, who gives a S, and, well, I did hear that, David.
All right, if you wouldn't mind, General, don't use the vulgarities. Well, I'm not using vulgarity, but I heard this guy saying, hey, I'm Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police. He's using all this trombone music or whatever, and it was really starting to tighten my jaws because he's saying, I don't know, it sounded so gay. We got to watch that stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that.
Well, you know what I mean. We got to watch that stuff. I'm just saying he's trying to come off sounding like he's all this and a bag of pork rinds, and I think somebody ought to keep a real close eye on this guy because he's a little squirrely for my taste. I will do that. Excuse me, Jay, for him saying, you know, General saying, why don't you get lost now, General, because we got an awful lot that we need to do in the next couple of minutes. And what are you telling me to get lost? Well, you do. All right, that's perfect. So you understand what he's saying, huh, Jay?
Yeah, I understand. I'm not trying to be a creep or anything.
All right, let's just keep it on track and not be all badass with the music.
Well, that is the music. It's the theme music of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I have to concur with that, David. They do use theme music.
Do you mind if I want to hear it again?
You want to hear our theme music?
Yeah.
All right, Bud, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. This theme music for Citizens Auxiliary Police coming up. Please stand by.
Let me hear this.
That is right there.
I hear it. Oh, brother.
It's rather overdramatic, isn't it?
Yeah, hold on. What is this?
Excuse me, it's a theme music of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
I think that's why the general was reacting. It's a little melodramatic for a bunch of guys with pith helmets and, you know, wingtips and black socks. And...
okay, you know.
Well, anyway.
Thanks very much.
Well, you can't cut me off.
I just cut off David G. Hall.
Good.
That could be, that's, I don't care. I cut off David G. Hall. All right, let's get into this. And we'll talk with this momentarily. We'll be coming up here. We'll be discussing this with Larry Grover. And Larry's with Conservatives of Kern County. I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He's with Conservatives of Kern County. And that sort of gives us, you know, an overview. So we're spread out. And that is one of the things that we pride ourselves on here at Citizens Auxiliary Police. As you know, our number is 855-507-445. If you got any question you want to call, call up and do. All right, and we do have some phone calls from some people who want to talk to you. All right, I'm happy to take some phone calls. We can get into that if you want. And this first phone call here is from Stephen Bozell. You may know Stephen. He is in Corona, California. As a matter of fact, I do. Steve, how are you doing?
Yeah, sir. This I wanted to ask you when you talk about, and I know the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you've been on the program before. You say that you went and you fanned out on something?
Well, we fanned out on, what do you mean we went in and fanned out?
Well, this is a very good question.
Yeah, well, you said that you went into a sports bar to fan out because they were not being as supportive to the New England Patriots as they should have been.
Well, this was following the win over the Atlanta Falcons. This was not following the win over the Philadelphia Eagle. Okay.
No, I know that. But you went into a sports bar and you fanned out and you spread out. And my son was listening at the time, and my daughter was too. I got a 13-year-old daughter. I got a 12-year-old son. And my wife was not in the car, and my daughter goes, "What do they mean by spread?" And I was put in a position.
Well, I didn't say spread, sir. I said spread out.
Well, there's a couple times you didn't say that.
Yeah, sometimes you'll say, "Yeah, I took the men in and we spread."
Well, okay, so I might forget. I mean, what are you trying to say?
When you say you took the men in and you spread, that has meaning. And
well, this is, excuse me, Jay, this is the kind of juvenile way that Phil Henry has encouraged his listeners to hear his show. And when people like you, such as yourself, are imprecise.
I get it. So you want to turn into something dirty.
Excuse me, Ms. Gray. I didn't say that at all.
Yes, you did. And this is the imprecise way that Phil encourages people to listen to his program. So when you said me and my men.
Yeah, see? You can't even say it good.
You'd say, when you say you and your men go into a bar and spread.
I never said we go into a bar and I say.
Yes, you did. And you say, oh, well, I took them into the bar and we spread. You mean spread out.
All right, if I misspoke and I said spread, I apologize for that.
You're saying that Jay went into the bar and you said they said spread. Isn't that right?
No. I didn't say it. Jay said it.
He's saying that I said I just went in the bar.
You went into the bar with your men.
All right, that was you.
How could it be me? I'm not a Citizens Auxiliary Police.
They're right there. There's an example of what I'm saying.
Oh, that's right. Your voice just cracked.
Well, why wouldn't it crack?
All right, 855-51C. Look at that.
Well, what about the answer to that question?
I have never, to my knowledge, taken my men into any bar. A bar? Why are we going to a bar?
Because you're going in to get everybody to encourage the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah. I've never, in my knowledge, gone into a bar and encouraged the men to spread. I'm sure it had to do with spread out or to fan out.
What about the fan out?
The fan out is when, here's the difference. Spread out means to just spread out. Okay, like say there's five of us. When I say spread out, I want them to spread out equal to my shoulders, like to each side of me. When I say fan out, no, when I say spread, excuse me, when I say spread out.
Come on, will you?
What the hell is it with you, man?
Bud, would you shut up and let the man finish?
All right.
When I say spread out, I mean just get out, just go spread out in any direction. When I say fan out, I mean to fan out, you know, equidistant from my shoulders. When I say spread it, they're up against the wall and are spreading.
All right, so you're conducting a frisk.
Yes, I am, but technically the Citizens Auxiliary Police don't do that. We only do the spread.
No, so you tell them to spread and then what?
I kick their legs apart, so they spread the leg. I kick the arms apart, so they spread the arms and go, spread it.
And then what?
Well, what do you mean, then what?
You got them all spread.
You've got them spread.
I don't got them spread. They spread.
They spread why? Because you want to frisk them?
Not because we're going to frisk them, but they spread so they can't go anywhere because they're spread. So they're not going to get up and go. I don't know what the hell.
All right, so thank you very much for that answer. We do have on the line now Larry Grover. Larry is with Conservatives of Kern County. And Larry is with his mother and their residence there in, Larry is now at the Culver Mall and is with his mother. They're shopping, I understand, today. Larry, welcome to the program and thank you. This is, I think it's a very interesting and opportune time to talk to Jay because the purpose of this conversation today is about this talk show host.
Well, and the talk show host is a gentleman by the name of Jamie Allman. Is that what you're talking about?
That's correct, sir, yeah.
Okay. The talk show host is a gentleman named Jamie Allman, and he has been vilified, and he has been attacked in every way, shape, and form. And I'm here with Mother in the Culver Mall. They're closing up, so we're on our way out. We've got a lot of packages, but I'm...
Would you rather we call back at another time?
No, we wouldn't talk about it now. Mother, could you let me...
That's right. I understand, Mr. Grover, you have a hard time controlling your mother. Is that right?
No, I don't have a hard time controlling my mother. Don't worry about it. What I have a hard time controlling is my temper. When I hear people say that this gentleman, Mr. Allman, wanted to stick it way up there with a red-hot poker...
I want you to remember who he was speaking about, Larry. It was absolutely grotesque.
Mother, he didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, see, right there, I agree with you, Mr. Grover, and I've been trying to get the point out this afternoon.
I have heard you, and thank you very much for representing that. I think you have, it sounds like a speech impediment, but that's okay. We can take every swinging...
Oh, my God, you just hit swinging dick.
Which, do you mind, please?
I've got to dump that.
Do you mind, Mrs. Grover?
I'm sorry, but Larry was going to say...
I didn't say swinging dick, did I?
All right, let's take a two. One, two, two.
Take a two.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
I'm making a noise so that it sounds like we're rewinding.
What are you doing? I just went, like that.
What a weird ass.
Are you still recording?
We are recording.
All right, let's back up on this. The man in question is this Jamie Allman, and apparently made this comment about wanting to take a red-hot poker and blankety-blank-blank David Hogg, who's the student in Florida. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Now, it's correct technically, but no way, no way, no way did he mean it that bad.
Then what did he mean, Larry? Go ahead, tell me.
Mother!
If you don't mind, Ms. Grover, I think I can explain.
Go ahead.
I agree with your son, Larry. He didn't mean it the way that you think he meant it. What he wanted to say was, man, that guy makes me angry. I just want to kick him. Just get out of here. You know?
He wanted to just say, get out of here. I heard the man very distinctly say that he wanted to park a red-hot poker way, way...
Let me just say this. Mother, have you not said that to me?
Oh, Larry, you are a vile, low thing.
You did, though, didn't you, Mother? You got so angry one night, you said, what I'd love to do with you, Larry, is bend you over, take the hot handle of this frying pan, and go ahead and have your ass shake hands with it.
You are one vile young man to think that you came from my loins.
Well, you did, didn't you, Mother?
No, I didn't. It was a completely different way of saying it.
Oh, yeah, that is a very specific comment. Are you lying, Larry?
Am I lying? My mother...
No, I did not, Margaret. I can assure you I didn't. I said to Larry, were this another universe and you were not my son, what I wouldn't give to take the hot handle of that cast iron skillet.
Did you say shake hands with it?
Yes, I did.
See what I'm saying? See?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You don't have any kind of commentary on that, Ms. Grover?
Do I have any? You sound like such a weird man. I want very seriously to have you looked at by physicians, possibly the Surgeon General himself, since he knows he lied about Trump's weight. He wouldn't dare do it about you. You're no one.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Want me to call somebody?
No.
I can tell you this, and I mean this.
Wait, I want everybody to know, we're talking to Larry Grover, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we're talking about, I'm out of breath.
Well, you should be out of breath. This is a very, very delicate situation.
A delicate situation. I'm Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Mr. Grover just called up to defend me and my statements that what Jamie Allman said, who's the talk show host in St. Louis, about wanting to take a red hot poker and park it in there, and I want to say who.
About a young underage.
Okay.
Yeah, see, Mother, you want to make it worse than it is.
It's not. How can I make it any worse? You freak on a leash. Are you kidding me?
Mother, this is a situation whereby a man was angered by the activities of the liberals and couldn't contain himself any longer and admitted that he wanted a stick. Well,
admitted he wanted a stick what?
He wanted to put it up.
See, that's the only part of this I don't like.
No one likes it. Now, here is the upshot of this, and Gloria, you'd agree. It was dealt with correctly. The man lost his job at the television station. I'd like to know, did he lose his job at the radio station?
That is a very good question, Margaret, and we are looking into it right now. The Mother's Righteous Council here of Culver City, which was formed by me to offset conservatives of Kern County, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, both of which are arch right-wing organizations.
Excuse me. We are not arch right-wing.
Oh, horseshit. Yes, you are.
See? You see right there the language.
Gloria, we're not going to get anywhere with that kind of language.
Well, I just think it's very fair. So the Righteous Mothers of Culver City came together and put forth
Farewell.
All right, I can see that this has gotten emotional.
It's gotten very emotional because my son is a lying sack of lamb shit.
Oh, man.
All right, thank you very much. We can't have none of that.
Oh, you're up.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is Larry Grover and his mother. I have to tell you, I'm not in favor of any things that were said.
Well, if you're not in favor, then why are you qualifying this?
See, let me ask you a question. Aren't you supposed to be the sidekick?
You are sort of technically, Miss Gray.
What is it to you?
Well, I'm sitting here. Mr. Henry told me I got to be the host, and you're supposed to be a sidekick. All you're doing is arguing with me. I'm supposed to be able to say what I'm...
You get to say what you want to say.
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's my feeling that, yes, we should enforce the law. And if this man, Mr. Allman, said that he wanted to stick a red hot, you know, up, then, yeah, we're going to have to view that as a violent act. Okay, that having been said, well...
Yeah, see, it makes everybody look bad.
I don't want to sound like I'm defending it. That's the last thing I want to do.
Well, that's what you're doing. You realize that, don't you?
Not really, no.
You're saying, well, Jamie Allman, he's a right-wing host, so it's good enough for me.
No, we're not right-wing. Yes, we are right-wingers. Okay, I will say that. But we're objective in the way that we execute the duties of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And that's all I'm trying to say. And everybody's yelling and screaming about it.
Here we go again. Balling like a bitch.
Hey, man, what I said was, and it holds, that... Hold on for a minute. Wait a minute.
What are you doing? You're in the studio. You brought in sound effects?
Yeah, I did.
I told him he could play a little bit of sound effects.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show and Jay Sanos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Jay Sanos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police filling in today for Phil Henry. We'll be right back.
Margaret Gray.
Hi, Terry Libner here, the Terry Libner Freak Scene Dress-Up Show. We do it every weekend at the Chapner Mall. I hope you'll be there. Mothers, daughters, sons, and male cousins, all invited to dress in underwear with garter belts and straw hats, canes, two-tone shoes. It's wild. Plus, the music of Bob Tinkler and Karen Fetchem. Don't miss it. It's a wonderful, wonderful time for the entire family. That is me, Terry Libner, and our dress-up act. He's a real weirdass. Every weekend at the Fetchner Mall, 6 p.m.
Mm-mm, land sakes. Come on into Mother Clara's. We have breakfast. It's waiting for you. Oh, those English muffins and the waffles and the pancakes and the scrambled eggs. We also have the poached eggs. If you like your eggs over easy, maybe you like your eggs to be hard-ass. Maybe you want your eggs to push you around. Come on into Mother Clara's.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Mother Clara's, but they always serve eggs.
Come on in for dinner. Have a 5-course dinner with eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, and then come on in and have a 5-course egg dinner.
Eggs for dinner at
Mother Clara's
on 5th and Main in Valley Way.
Mother Clara's, a great way to enjoy your din-din.
This is Sheriff Paul Richardson of Blowjob County. You know, we've got assaults, they're up. We've got crime, it's up. We've got assaults and physical atrocities, they're up. Murder, it's up. Burglary, it's up. Everybody's up. Lou Gehrig is up. Duke Snyder's up. And I'm up. I'm Sheriff Paul Richardson. I know I blew it the first 4 years that I was sheriff. All the crime went haywire. I'm sorry, I get it now. I wasn't sure what it is you wanted me to do. Please, vote for me, Paul Richardson, for another term as Sheriff of Blowjob County. Blowjob County, a hellhole of crime and sin, but it can be made better by Sheriff Paul Richardson. Blowjob County, once upon a time our idyllic home, now a pit of horror and vice and crime. I can make it better because I get it now. You understand? I get it now. Paid for by Paul Richardson for Sheriff.
Now, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police returns here on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, thanks a lot, Ms. Gray. And, boy, I tell you, what an interesting time we've had so far here on the program. Joining me now is Dr. Jim Sadler. And Dr. Sadler is an internist from San Diego, California. As we told you earlier today, Mr. Henry is not here with us on a program because earlier today,
Can I jump in here?
No, you may not. I want to just finish it.
All right.
Sorry, Dr. Sadler. He's hell-bent on...
Now, what? Don't talk... Dr. Sadler, I just want to finish this.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I understand.
You understand what?
Go ahead.
Never mind. Here's Dr. Jim Sadler.
Well, what are you being such a pussy about it for?
He's been doing this all throughout the entire show.
I'm willing to listen.
I wanted to say that earlier today...
God damn, man.
There you go. You're going, see, Margaret pointed this out. I need to point this out to the audience.
Well, I want to...
No. Just hold on. Just tell them to shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
I'm the guest of the show.
Shut up.
Yeah. I wanted to point this out, whatever the hell your name is.
Jay Santos.
Oh, okay. I wanted to point out, Jay, that your voice cracked and you evidenced the fear that causes it to go up an octave. And that's always a danger on this program because it means you're losing control of the show. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I understand what I'm talking about. And every time I hear you got that, that sounds to me like you think you're so hot that you're trying to be Mr. Announcer.
No, I'm not trying to be Mr. Announcer. What I'm trying to do is I'm simply trying to say that you think you're hot stuff. I don't care.
All right, let's just move on then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Jay. Yes, earlier today, Jay was right. Phil ate, do you have that,
Hold on for just a minute.
I got a thing on the pollen. That's bullshit. You know you're making that up.
All right, cut that out. We don't need to make him any more angry, okay, Dr. Sadler?
Yeah.
So you're all agreed on that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Earlier today, Mr. Henry ate he ate 70 Reese's peanut butter little tiny cups. You know, kind?
Well, there's the Reese's peanut butter cup, and Bud, correct me if I'm wrong, then there's the Reese's mini.
Yeah, it was the Reese's mini cup.
Okay. He ate 70 of those, or the 70 of the Reese's peanut butter cups?
Well, I don't know. What did you say that it was, Bud?
I don't remember.
He doesn't remember. You're going to have to...
I'm going to have to do what?
You have to come up with the...
All right, it was a mini cup.
You're absolutely sure?
Yes.
Okay. By eating 70 peanut butter mini cups, Mr. Henry obviously was screaming for help. He was screaming out that he didn't want to do the show tonight and wanted to do something, anything, to interfere with the normal schedule of doing that show. And so he come up with this screwball idea of eating these peanut butter mini cups and getting sick on them.
So you're telling me this guy, Mr. Henry, had a sugar overdose.
That's right. Had a sugar overdose on a Reese's peanut butter mini, the mini cup, because of the fact... Is that Bert? That's Walter Brennan.
Yes, I'm watching Vengeance Valley, and...
You guys mind if we just...
Sorry.
No, I don't think that is. I think that's Robert Walker.
Okay, you know what...
Anyway, what I wanted to say, I'm sorry to do this to you, Jay, but you're dragging. I wanted to tell everybody that Dr. Jim Sather, I'll be open on Saturdays now. We are doing our women's clinic.
Thanks a lot.
And we're doing a women's...
I think that that is wrong, what you just did to me. It felt like I got fondled.
Well, we're just trying to pick it up.
We needed to get it going, you know, because it's dragging just a little bit. But the point being...
Yeah.
The point being that, no, that is not Walter Brennan, and that's not Robert Walker. It's someone...
Fine, I'm not even watching a movie.
Don't yell at me.
The point being that we wanted to make sure you understood you're here because Mr. Henry OD'd on a Reese's peanut butter cups, but don't be all, yeah, I'm so bitching that, you know, it doesn't smell.
Is this because I came on with a Wanted Dead or Alive music? Is that it?
See, there he goes again.
This has been Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police filling in for Phil Henry and the Phil Henry Show.
Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
How could it be executive produced by Phil Henry if he's laying on a console, please?